Welcome to the Dementia Caregiver Talk Show, a podcast to help you navigate the senior care maze. Learn and laugh with us as we discuss creative solutions and ideas to common and uncommon dementia care challenges and how to make sense of the senior care industry and options, even if you're not a professional.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Dementia Caregiver Talk Show, episode 10. And today we'll be talking about what you need to know about frontotemporal dementia. So welcome, Joanne. Thank you so much for joining us. And you're the person to talk about FTD. That's from what I hear, is a really challenging dementia, right?
You know, it's interesting because the two dementias that I would say that are so frightening, one is the frontal temporal, the other is Lewy body. And we're going to have an opportunity to talk about that one as well. But today I want to focus on one that has a lot of complications to it. And believe it or not, if you're not aware, and most people are not, because it takes a while to get this diagnosis, you want to find out a little bit more about it. So let's get started, first of all, and I will tell you that the area of the brain that gets affected is what is going to cause either language issues or behavior issues or emotion issues. So as you can see, there's a whole lot of things tied to the area of the brain that is affected. So a lot of people aren't aware of that. And the thing that's kind of weird about this particular brain disease is the age of onset can go from, now be prepared for this, 21 to 80.
Oh, gosh, 21?
Yeah. So when you think about it, but I have to tell you the statistics stay, it's between usually 40 to 60. That's the majority of the ones that are actually diagnosed. That doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't have it.
Right.
It just means those are the ones that took a while to get diagnosed. So as you can see, that's a wide span for that. So that's not too helpful. But let me just kind of bring it into focus on that. So your temporal lobes, which you know are on both sides of the head, are located below to the side of each frontal lobe on the right and left side of the brain.
That's what it is. So if you
you just push down, if you could.
So it's like right.
Yeah. Put your.
And I know you guys can't see where we're pointing, but if let's say you're wearing glasses.
Yeah.
It's sort of.
Right in that area.
The further
and
end.
And push down.
Where the, what do you call them?
I don't know. Whatever.
I want to call them handles, but you know the sides of your glasses.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, we're really good today.
Yes.
But anyway, so they contain essential areas of memory. But what you may not realize is that they also contain an awful lot of emotion problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see this behavior suddenly changes really radically. It's because of that area that has definitely been affected.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're if you think about, you're trying to think about words, processing, speech production, all of those things are affected in that area. So when that gets damaged, guess what?
You'll struggle.
You will struggle. So in other words, if the damage is strictly in the front, which is called frontal lobe, that means there's going to be behavior issues. And I mean, you're going to see personality changes. What does the frontal do?
That's, I don't want to say it the nicer way, but it's what stops you from dancing on the table. It's it's your regulator in the sense of your behaviors and helps you sort of what you should do and what you should not do.
And what you shouldn't say.
Right.
Yeah. So if you take mother to church, for instance, and that area has been affected, be very careful what might come out of her mouth.
Right.
If she sees something, the filter is gone.
Yes.
Something's going to come out. And it might be that that person is fat. They don't like the way that person looks. And they're just going to say it out loud.
Right.
So
in essence, what comes to mind will likely come
out. It's going right out the door.
Oh.
So, and, but then again, if you're trying to relate the different things, emotions are going to be in the temporal area.
Mm.
So if you're leaving this and you're going over to the temporal area, then those are your words, but they're also your emotions. And they're tied very close to each other. Now, if you get both, if you get frontal temporal, now we're looking at not only the behaviors, but also the words, understanding words, processing words.
Wow.
That is such, I mean, if I were to say to you, given what you do every day, what if you could no longer explain to me what it is you're doing through that, communication with your words?
That would be really hard.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so people forget about that, but it's the truth is we communicate with each other more through words.
Yes.
Unfortunately, than we do visually. Mm-hmm. At least Americans do. Mm-hmm. I don't know about.
No, Germans do.
Germans do. Yeah, okay.
I think so.
but anyway, so if I, to give you an example, and this is basically what I just stated, is that if it starts in the frontal lobe, it's your decision-making situation. And also, what else happens when you have to make decisions? What are we talking about? Finances.
Oh,
that's here because that's your logic. It's all right. Your thought processes and understanding what this is. And,
right.
I mean, whoa.
So when that brain part of the brain is affected and then your financial decision-making skills are, things could. That sounds like that could go badly.
Yeah. that would be really bad.
Especially if you're younger, let's say you get affected at a younger age and you have, let's say, a family,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you make really poor financial decisions.
Ooh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because, it's not funny. It's just really odd that people are not really recognizing that suddenly somebody's doing something totally different that mm-hmm. they had not done before. But this is what's happening to a lot of the younger people because they're going, well, they can't possibly have a problem. Why are they acting like that?
Weird.
Yeah, something's.
So if there's like a sudden change in character,
yes.
You might
personality,
yeah.
Because that's so tied right here to the front of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we talked about that ability to have empathy when you see it from someone else's point of view, that is going to be gone.
Wow.
So it's more about what I need, what I want. And that's the behaviors you start seeing, particularly with these younger behaviors, overindulging in alcohol or sexual behaviors or those kind of awful mm-hmm. situations which ruin your relationships, by the way.
Yes.
And happen when you're young. And so think about, you know, why do we want to protect our brain? Our brain is our computer.
Yes.
So when those things happen, you know, that becomes a really huge issue.
And you know, on the keyword of protection, I think I heard that like if you have a brain injury, you know, a traumatic brain injury possibly too, that could possibly increase your risk.
Absolutely. You know, really the only major difference between that, because we'll talk a little bit about how you get this frontal temporal, but traumatic brain injury is generally an occurrence from having an injury.
Well,
you know, we look at how about all of our guys that were in the war and have come back and they've been hit with bombs and, you know, they've been in horrible wrecks and scary stuff. Affects directly, that's called a traumatic brain injury.
Mm.
And, you know, I remember one guy that came back, his part of his skull was removed from the explosion.
Wow.
And they had to remove another part because his brain was swelling.
Mm.
And that to me is a traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As opposed to something that you might have gotten from a family member and it's genetic.
Yes.
So to me, if you look, but you need to understand those two. They are tied together with behavior, emotions, and all of those.
Mm.
But it's how you get it is different.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you're going to talk a little bit later about something that's going to give you a really good explanation in that area as well. The other thing that happens, too, when you get the temporal lobe, and this is very strange, is that you are not really noticing safety issues and recognizing things. And that can be, you know, you might touch something that's super hot and not even be aware that that could be an issue for you, burning your hand, for instance, or sticking your hand in boiling water. Okay. Oh. I mean, safety issues, we don't think about that because it's automatic to us. Mm-hmm. We have no understanding really of how, when that brain is affected, what's going to happen to your everyday activities of daily living.
Wow.
Just getting through the day.
And things we take for granted, reflexes we don't even think about, suddenly disappear.
Absolutely. Mm. The things you hadn't thought about before. But the other thing, too, that FTD is different because it's a gradual progressive decline in your behavior. So that's another problem because people may not recognize it because it wasn't like, bam, it just turned on and turned off. It might be a little bit as the deterioration begins to happen. Then you start seeing a slow, wow, why are you behaving like that? Why would you say something like that? That's when you start saying, oh, there is something going on there. But it's gradual. It's not for instance, a traumatic brain injury that might be, bam, you just got hit. So those are just a little bit of the two differences, but there are other things too. And usually because of the age that I gave you in the 20s and 40s, guess who sees it first when they're working? They're
co-workers?
Like, yeah, the co-worker would immediately know that, God, what is going on? What is she saying? Did you hear what she said? Because, she would never do that. She never used to do that. So,
that's unusual.
Let's keep an eye on that because, and they're not going to be able to keep their job.
No.
Because that's going to be a regular problem that's going to keep coming out.
There's actually, because we have a program that was filmed with Tipa Snow about frontotemporal dementia.
Oh, yeah.
And in that, I remember she tells a story of a police officer, young police officer, that suddenly started to act erratically. And in the end, he was actually fired.
Mm-hmm.
But they were able to, he was diagnosed with frontotemporal at some point, and they were able to reinstate his benefits for him and his family as they recognized that his behaviors were actually caused by dementia,
a brain injury. Yeah. And the thing about that was such an interesting story because that was a true story.
Yep.
But what was really sad about that was that this had been this incredible officer who'd always been amazing. But the problem was they were thinking that he was drinking, that he was an alcoholic, remember?
Yep.
And so they took away all his benefits. He was not able to retire with, being honorable. And it was the most sad thing to his family. And yet he had to go back and get lots of doctors to review what was going on with him. And believe it or not, they did go back and give him his benefits.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that
and
you don't pursue it and become an advocate, look what would have happened to his family.
Yeah.
He had no benefits at that point. So now he does. And God bless that family for, for pushing for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also oddly misdiagnosed quite often, believe it or not, as Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
Depression, Parkinson's, or some kind of more often psychiatric.
Right, right.
Because of they're acting crazy
in
some behavior. So please, once again, get yourself somebody who understands frontal temporal dementias, a neurologist, and not necessarily your medical doctor, may not be familiar with the intricacies of these because it's complicated.
Yeah.
So we really want you to be a real advocate.
See a specialist.
See a specialist. And especially when that person is acting out and, you're going to have to find a way to get him to that doctor, get him diagnosed. But the biggest problem that we've seen, as I will tell you, is that it takes years to get a good diagnosis, a correct diagnosis. That's one of the problems. But it's also, which is kind of sad too, medically, FTD can predispose you for things like pneumonia.
Ooh.
So there are other issues, medical issues, that you must stay on top of. Even if it's just, if you're thinking just this, be thinking, look at that whole, what happened to the immune system?
Yeah.
What else is going on with their body?
Wow.
Now, interesting, with FTD, their life expectancy is about 7 to 13 years.
Mm.
So now be thinking, when does that start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, so if you're in your, let's say, your 40s and you get diagnosed.
Or what if you haven't been diagnosed for the first 3 or 4 years? Yeah. So you may have a shorter lifespan than what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. If it's 3 to 7, but you didn't get diagnosed until you're in year 5,
wow.
You know, those are the kind of things that people really need to know about.
Mm.
So I do want to say something about the family, and because this is so traumatic for families, because when you know you love this person and their behaviors have been a certain way, and all of a sudden your life is turned upside down, and we're talking finances, and we're also talking age difference, depending mm-hmm. on whether that person has lost their job, for instance, and they're 25 and have 3 children at home. And the wife had been staying at home. Now what happens?
Now she has to go to work, and
we can't leave him alone with the children,
right?
Because his behaviors would be no safety issues,
yeah,
an inability to be speaking clearly to them and even help them understand. Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
I mean, it's so much. It's just a little scary. So I would say, as I mentioned, get medical advice. Make sure that you go to see a doctor. Make sure you're healthy anyway, because mm-hmm. if you don't have that, you're going to be a little bit in trouble. If you have a medical history background, you need to have that. And you also need a medical history of family members. Why do you think I would say that?
If it's genetic?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
What if it's genetic? Because nobody had really thought about it before, and it could have been your grandfather, and nobody had ever diagnosed mm-hmm. him appropriately. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, wow, so he did get it from grandpa.
Wow.
And that can happen. So family history, your own medical history, those are all very important too. And also what's going on with prescription medications, because those affect you as well, as we all
yes.
know.
Yeah.
Be careful what you're giving them,
mm-hmm.
okay, because diagnosis is important to make sure. Even dietary supplements sometimes can
yep.
interact, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you've read a little bit about that also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The sad thing is that there's no one test that really tells you they have it.
Wow.
And that is why it takes years sometimes to get the correct diagnosis. You know, they got to look at the blood. They've got to look at all kinds of things that are going on in your body. So be aware that it won't be easy
mm-hmm.
to get through this, but you can do it. One of the evaluations, however, that they can do and will do is they're going to look at your reflexes.
Okay.
They're going to look at your muscle strength, muscle tone, your sense of touch and sight, your coordination, and your balance.
Interesting.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Because all of those things, as you know, are controlled by your brain.
Yes.
And they don't think about that. But if you start seeing somebody, why does he keep falling? What is going on? He's stumbling all the mm-hmm. time. I've never seen him do that before. There's a balance issue there. Now, the recommendation is to make sure that you sort of keep notes of what's happening throughout the day. Make sure you notice changes mm-hmm. and when it happens mm-hmm. and why it happens. People have accidents every day, but if this becomes you're just tripping over your own feet,
yeah.
you know, or you're suddenly falling backwards, that's something you want to tell your doctor about
mm-hmm.
because that can make a huge difference as well. They'll also look at problem-solving abilities because what's that? The frontal.
Yes.
Attention span and counting. Things like that, and language abilities, those are all the things that are going to be affected from the frontal and the temporal.
Right.
So they're going to test all those different things, but it's going to take years before they get a full understanding.
Wow.
Now, we have heard from many families about some issues with this disease who never knew that that's what it was.
Wow.
Now, today, we're just giving you a really brief, short mm-hmm. understanding, but you can also, by the way, if the doctor will get you an MRI or a CAT yes. scan, we'll show what's a little bit else of what's going on, what area was actually affected so far, because it will spread, but they want to know what's happening
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I wanted you to know that's different is the fact that if you're going to take care of yourself in a condition like this, my advice to you is to learn as much as you possibly can so that you yourself recognize, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Now, Val, you know that we have incredible information and resources that go into detail that we haven't talked about today. So why don't you mention a little bit about this so the audience has a chance to really study this?
Yes. So we actually put together a handout, and it has a bunch of resources from, you know, like links to different articles you want to read, you want to look through. It has addresses to you know, specialty clinics that can help you diagnose things.
Specific, by the way, to FTD.
Yep. Then we included a list of like certain behaviors that are common to FTD. So, you know, and because it's all about awareness.
Yeah.
I think if you sort of have an idea what the condition is like, then when you see certain things, you're much more likely to recognize it.
Absolutely.
And you can download that for free if you go to www.pineseducation.org/FTD. So it's www.pineseducation.org/FTD. And I will, as always, put it in the show notes. And when you go to download it, you will actually see we put together a little special offer for exclusively
for the listeners, just for,
like you for a talk show. So when you go to download the handout, it will redirect you and get you the, because we have a webinar that we did with Tipa Snow, the dementia care trainer. If you're not familiar with her, she's incredible. And it was a webinar about frontotemporal dementias and traumatic brain injuries. And it's usually
incredible.
It is. It is. And we included a little special offer there for you. So you can get the free handout at www.pineseducation.org/FTD. And then you can, you know, look at the webinar as well, if you like.
So we're so grateful, by the way, to Tipa, because as I mentioned before, we will talk about Lewy body too. Yep. That's the other one that's so difficult. But we have lots of information in those areas. Mm-hmm. And Valerie is really good about getting all of that out to you and letting you know. And so I'm sure you're going to talk about that on Facebook.
Oh, yes, because we do have a group. For those of you who have not joined yet, we have a Facebook group that's closed, you know, so exclusively for people that are listening to our talk show. So if you go to Facebook and just type in Dementia Caregiver Talk Show, you'll see our group pop up, and you just have to answer two very simple questions. Just because we just want to make sure, you know, it's a personal topic, so we don't want everybody to read everything.
Right.
So just answer those two questions, and then we'll approve you and let you in, and then you can join in. It just meant as a community, you know, you can share experiences and ask questions, and
we're, you know, there that too. Sharing is fantastic, isn't it? Because people again help you with, maybe they've already had that episode, and
exactly,
it can kind of help you with that. Yep. So those are great caregivers out there.
There
we like to share.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
All right. Well, so thank you so much, Sharon. I think that wraps it up, right?
It does. Yep. And we're excited. So please check when this is finished today, and you'll see some information coming up and opportunities. And thank you all so much for coming. We're excited, as always, to hear from you.
Yes. And thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you, Val.
All right, everybody. Bye. Thank you.